On this week's Talk for Tuesday, we'll be talking about New Year's resolutions. We've got a variety of topics we'd like to discuss with you.
What we'd like to talk about is like New Year's resolutions and how we can resolve our problems from last year. Because I know like a lot of people must have had like sleeping patterns that have been messed up and just general things that have not been on track the way they would have been on a normal routine year. And it's been crazy for all of us, so maybe like trying to read more or try harder in academics or even just going to the gym and working out can really help everyone get back onto routine and get back to normal.
And like, I know everyone in their families, like they've all had their own problems, but if you know people who have problems, like maybe help them out too. Like even if they've lost, for example, a family member or someone they've really cared about, and support them in every way you can.
It's also great because families get to reunite and see each other again. And I know personally, I've been able to see my nan or my auntie constantly for the past few years. So it's nice to see them again without like having gaps between seeing each other.
Don't forget to reunite with your friends because like, of course you're gonna miss your friends.
Yeah.
Also, many people hope for peace between people, like each other. We should also focus on the year about being positive, like celebrating your achievements and stuff like that. So,
yeah, even with like the cringy catchphrase "New Year, New Me," like there is still like a reason why you should start again and like try to be your better self, even if it's something simple as, you know, maybe spend more time with your family or cooking tea for your mum and dad when they're not feeling up to it, stuff like that.
Or going for a run. But then again, there could be lots of habits, like going on your phone all the time. You could lack on that screen time.
You could ask your parents to put in like a monitor or something into your phone, mm-hmm. but I doubt anyone's going to do that.
Lots of people can be resilient.
Yeah, resilience is definitely a thing mm-hmm. that we've needed for the past few years.
Yeah, you just gotta not give up as hard as you try. Just keep on going with your life.
Especially people who have had GCSEs in the past few years as well. It's good that we need to like make sure they've got like, well, they've been trying their hardest. And I think people who've been in year six doing their SATs and then at the GCSEs and then obviously like A levels and stuff, it's been really hard for everyone.
And also, you need to focus on your own health and well-being. Like, make sure you're fit and make sure your mind's clear before you do something and you might regret it if you're not fully focused.
Yeah, I think mental health's been also a big thing this year.
Like, especially with all the isolating because of COVID and stuff. You haven't been able to get out as much with all the lockdowns and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been feeling good. So mm-hmm. hopefully a New Year's resolution to be, like, trying to, like, maybe put more things in like that, you know, like, maybe meditating or just simple things like listening to music can help.
Or self-care and stuff. Yeah, pay attention to yourself for once. Like before you put other people first, listen to what you want.
Yeah, like when I feel like upset or anything, I always listen to music and it makes me feel better if I've had a rough day.
That goes for me too. I love listening to music when I'm really upset.
Yeah, it's like it's a vibe.
And I hope you all can think of a New Year's resolution as well.
Yeah.
To help yourselves and help others.
Do we want to share some of our New Year's resolutions?
I don't have one.
Mine is to read 5 books in 5 months.
Mine is to think positive of myself for once. Like, to put myself first.
Yeah, I think everyone needs to do that. Like, I think we all know people who, like, put others before, like, themselves. Like, I do that a lot.
I started that about 2 days ago. We're not doing awful so far.
I know, you texted me in like the middle of the night, just like, I'm going to be my own self now.
I was cuddling Bailey and, you know.
I haven't really thought of a New Year's resolution much, like for little things, but just because you've got a resolution and you want to try stick to it, doesn't mean that you have to quit it if you don't want to do it anymore.
Also, people like with, you don't have to have a New Year's resolution either. You could be perfectly fine with how you're on. That's great because it's also a form of self-acceptance, which in its own is a New Year's resolution.
I hope you all listen to our podcast today And I hope it gives you some advice on to think of yourself.
And your New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone have a nice day and we'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.